Well, China has enacted a new law giving more protection to its workers. It's considered the most important labor legislation in China in more than a decade, and of course it affects the people who are making so many products that end up in the United States. This law has been the subject of intense debate involving foreign multinational companies and labor organizations. NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports from Beijing.
When China's government published its first draft of the new labor contract law in April of 2006, foreign organizations such as the American Chambers of Commerce in China warned that the law could drive up labor costs and prompt foreign companies to take their business elsewhere. Xin Chunying is a member of the legislature's standing committee. She told reporters that lawmakers had taken companies' concerns into account.
In the process of approving this law, we have stuck to the position that if you're a law-abiding company, this law will not raise your labor costs. But it certainly will if you break the law and violate workers' rights.
Chinese and international companies particularly objected to a draft provision, saying that they had to get the approval of unions or worker representatives before changing company rules that affect workers. In the final version of the law, companies only have to consult with unions before changing company rules. The law also sets standards for written labor contracts, the employment of temporary workers, and severance pay. Greg Tarpinian is executive director of Change to Win, a coalition of U.S. labor unions. He says he's seen business groups raise similar objections before.
The American Chamber in China is operating the same way as the U.S. Chamber in the U.S. Whenever confronted with anything that would enhance worker rights, they are going to oppose or do what they can to water them down.
Last year, the government solicited public comments on the draft law and got 190,000 responses. That's an unprecedented level of public participation in a country where government ministries draft most laws and then have them rubber-stamped by the legislature. Beijing University labor law expert Jia Junling says the new law has done a decent job of balancing the interests of workers and employers.
If some provisions in this law are tilted in favor of the workers, I don't think there's anything wrong with that. It's clear that between employers and workers, workers are the weaker of the two, especially given the oversupply of labor in China. Without strong regulations, it would be hard for workers to secure their rights.
With income equality on the rise, President Hu Jintao's administration has made cleaning up bad labor practices a priority. Police this month freed hundreds of slave laborers from brick kilns and coal mines in two northern Chinese provinces. And the official All-China Federation of Trade Unions has launched a campaign to set up branches in hundreds of foreign companies, including Walmart. But labor activists point out that Chinese authorities continue to suppress independent labor organizers. Until this changes, it will be difficult to have, as they used to say here, workers of the world unite. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Beijing.